Long live Ludwig, and long live the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. In order to continue their annual tradition, the 32nd Kingston Chamber Music Festival has gone virtual. Earlier this summer, six festival concerts were recorded by Kingston Chamber Festival musicians at Barthelmess Hall at the German Society in Philadelphia. Under artistic director Natalie Joux, this year is a celebration of the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birthday. WCRI's Kingston Chamber Music Festival virtual concert series is brought to you locally by Block Island Ferry, offering traditional ferry service along with high-speed ferry service. Sail away on the Block Island Ferry. Visit blockislandferry.com. Additional sponsors include Home Care Assistance, Rhode Island's premier home care provider, Van Loo Trust Company of Providence and Newport, Twin River Casino Hotel, and Johnson & Wales University. Thank you for continuing to support music and the arts in our community.
Welcome to the 32nd Annual Kingston Chamber Music Festival. I'm Pam Allen Hunter, Executive Director.
And I'm Betsy Marcotte, President of the Board. Pam and I are coming to you today from the beautiful University of Rhode Island campus in Kingston, Rhode Island, which is the long-term home of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. However, in this pandemic year, we are coming to you safely online. Our six festival concerts were recorded earlier in July by our festival musicians at Barthelmess Hall at the German Society in Philadelphia. This season comes from the heart, truly. We applaud Natalie Joux's resilience and determination to serve our community despite these socially distanced times. She and the musicians are an inspiration for all of us. This year's festival would not be possible without the generous donations and support from all of you. We wish to especially thank Rosalind Sinclair and the Sinclair family, and we wish we could personally thank each of you in our wonderful community. Our website does provide a complete list of our supporters and sponsors. We appreciate you all. Thank you. Enjoy the concerts.
Hello. I'm Natalie Joux, Artistic Director of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Thank you for joining us to celebrate the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth. This great composer and humanitarian inspired the world with his titanic liberating spirits. A bold maverick, Beethoven broke free of conventional forms so music could plumb the depths of despair, express heroic struggles, and reach astonishing peaks of joy. Not surprisingly, that Beethoven would be so integrally connected to this year of unprecedented human challenge. And for that reason, in each program of our six online concerts, I have paired some of Beethoven's most brilliant and joyful chamber works with compositions written by composers who were influenced by Beethoven's style. So let the music bring us together and to give us inspiration to live differently and comfort us in our struggles. I hope you will enjoy these programs, and I can't wait to see you and share music with you in live performances.
Thank you. Thank you. Tom Cranis, I'm the cellist of the Daedalus Quartet, and also a composer. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to Natalie, to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, to Andreas and Jen, and everybody else who helped make it possible for us to make music with each other in the same room again for the first time in months. It's great to have a safe space to do that in. And just want to speak a little bit about Beethoven, who, you know, is the focus of this year's festival. Beethoven, for me, is the composer that nobody could ignore. If you were writing music in the centuries after Beethoven lived and died, you kind of had to come to terms with him. And I even feel for myself, in my own very small way as a composer, I felt like one of the main reasons I wanted to try starting to write music was to get an inkling of what Beethoven felt like. You can hear in his music the struggle to find the right note in the right phrase, unlike, say, with Mozart or even Bach, where it all just seemed to kind of flow in some kind of higher mathematics or some kind of divine sense. With Beethoven, it's a very human approach. The other thing that I really love about Beethoven, and I hope you hear in some of the pieces that we're playing, is his sense of humor. It may not be the first thing you think of with Beethoven, but I actually think he's one of the most successfully funny composers in the history of this tradition. You can hear it even a little in this, you certainly hear it in the early pieces, the Opus 1 Trio and the Opus 9 String Trio. But even in this last piece, the latest piece of his that we're playing, the String Quartet Opus 135, if you think about the last movement, he sets this really profound question of must it be? And the answer that you might expect to, you know, have this profound answer, it's just kind of a joke. You know, of course it must be. And then he just goes into some folksy tunes and finishes it off. I killed the joke by explaining it, but I hope you can still enjoy it. So I hope you enjoy the performances. And again, thanks a lot for listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for continuing to support the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. WCRI's Kingston Chamber Music Festival virtual concert series is brought to you locally by Block Island Ferry, offering traditional ferry service along with high-speed ferry service. Sail away on the Block Island Ferry. Visit blockislandferry.com. Additional sponsors include Home Care Assistance, Rhode Island's premier home care provider, Van Loo Trust Company of Providence and Newport, Twin River Casino Hotel, and Johnson & Wales University. Thank you for continuing to support music and the arts in our community.